Welcome to Homeschool Companion, your source for information, motivation, and inspiration. If you're part of the homeschool community or simply interested in learning more about home-based education, stay tuned. Together we'll examine the latest resources, learning styles, and teaching techniques. We'll speak with experts in the field to help you uncover every homeschool advantage. We'll also present suggestions on how to keep Christ in the curriculum as we explore fresh ways to teach and learn. Here's your Homeschool Companion host, author, educator, and children's ministry specialist, Dr. Rose Gamblin.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to our new season. And we go kind of by this school year. So we're reading from the book, Windows on God's World. And our title of today's devotion is Fleas. Very humble topic, but very important. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. Psalms 51:2. There are 1,100 known species of fleas, and each normally prefers a single type of animal. Even people can be plagued by fleas that prefer human blood to all other. In the 16th century, people sometimes wore fur collars to attract and trap fleas. And fashionable women of the 1800s carried scratching sticks to relieve them of the itch of flea bites on their backs. Today, fleas that pester human beings are relatively rare, but the insects are found on all warm-blooded animals, including those that spend much of their lives in the water. The fleas that torment beavers and muskrats ride underwater in cushions of air that are trapped in the dense fur of these mammals. Thus, the flea stays warm and dry all the time. Because of the way fleas are designed, they are very difficult to catch. Just try to catch one, and the chances are you will miss. Its body is flat, hard, and smooth, so it will probably slip from between your thumb and forefinger, even if you do succeed in trapping it there. The flea has tiny spines along the sides that project backwards and help the insect move forward through the furry jungle where they live. Strong hind legs give this wingless little monster all the jumping power it needs to get from place to place and to avoid capture. If you watch a dog or cat with a bad case of fleas, you can imagine how miserable it must be. It seems that it never stops scratching. It tries to sleep and ends up scratching. It tries to eat and has to stop every bite to scratch flea bites. If someone tries to play a game with it, it can't do much but scratch. The poor animal can do nothing but go after the symptoms, the itching. The scratching momentarily relieves the itch, but the fleas are still there. So the best thing that can be done for the animal is to get rid of its fleas. We can sometimes relieve the symptoms of sin in our lives by self-control, by changing our environment, and so on. But only as Jesus cleanses us can we rid of the sin itself. Well, I don't know about you, but I have caught fleas, and I'm going to tell you about it in the next section. Well, let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, as we begin this new season, I just thank you for your tender mercies towards us. I pray for the family that has both the mom and dad hospitalized because of the COVID. Just give them comfort. I pray for a family that was in an automobile accident and lost their teenage daughter. Please, oh Lord, that's just such a loss. I know only you can give them comfort. And I pray and praise you that we are still broadcasting, that we are still reaching out to families, homeschooling families, families that are that have their children in public or private school, and giving them tools and strategies along this path we call parenthood. I praise you for that. I thank you, Jesus. Be with our words this day. All this I pray in thy holy name. Amen. Ta-da! Arts and crafts. You know, the whole idea is that if your whole family's listening to this show, you can think of ideas in addition to what I'm thinking of. And I like the arts and crafts to kind of coordinate with the devotionals. So as I was thinking of what kind of art and craft thing could you do that went with fleas, all I found was a little short little video clip about fleas. And I remember as a young person catching fleas, and when you caught the flea, you had to put it between your nails and press really hard in order to kill it. Well, I made a slide of it, and it was so interesting to look at the flea I'd caught under the microscope. And you might want to do something like that. You could catch a flea off your dog or cat, put it under the microscope, and then draw the flea. Now, you've heard of things like flea circuses, and I'll try to, I haven't found one yet, but I will try and put it on my Pinterest site. So you can go to mrgamblin2 at Pinterest, and you will see where I have collected all this stuff. And I'm putting everything that has to do with Windows on God's World, I'm putting it in the board that says Windows on God's World, because I'm recommending that you take just one of the devotionals and make that your integrated Bible and science. You might even be able to integrate it with history and make your own curriculum that would cover those three subjects. Because as I'm reading about fleas, even I'm covering the 16th century and the 18th. I'm going into the 1800s, and I'm coming right down today where we still have fleas. Those little critters have continued to be with us. And I know I've had quite a few flea bites in my life, so probably you have too. So as you're doing your arts and crafts, just think about how you can integrate your devotional, your Bible class, your arts and crafts, and your history. Be creative. Curriculum Corner. So now we're going to talk a little bit about curriculum. As I get more and more involved with families and homeschool, I have come across some lovely curriculum products, and today I want to talk to you about Easy Peasy. The story behind Easy Peasy is quite heartwarming, and I could probably spend the whole week just going through the experiences of this family where they just started homeschooling, and as they would pull their lessons together, they would put them online. And then it has grown now, so they have K through 12, and it's all online. So if you're not one to have easy access to the internet, doesn't work so well. But they have just added where you can go on there and you can get print versions if you want to print it out. The wonderful thing about Easy Peasy is it is free. Now, they do ask for a $15 donation, and depending on how many kids in your family, but you can have, for example, you can have all your kids take one subject if they're close enough in age, and you can adapt it so that the younger kids get points just for listening to the older kids read the article to them or watch the video with them or do the worksheet with them. Quite adaptable. You can put your own stuff in there. It's a very homeschool family friendly, and it's faith-based. So she just kept working as her kids grew. She just kept adding grades until she now has all of the grades on there, all of the subjects. So like for a high school student, that's really nice. They can do their algebra classes. They can do their geometry classes. They can do their science classes. And it's all laid out there for you. So look over Easy Peasy. I mean, for the high school, they call it EP assignments. They have a website specifically for that, My EP Assignments. But I highly recommend it. You can pick and choose. Maybe just take one course. There's just a lot of things that you can choose from nowadays. And today, we're just focusing on Easy Peasy. Today, our guest is going to be David Johnston, and it's how you see yourself. It has to do with conquering iniquity. Iniquity is different than sin. It's very interesting. And so before I answer the question that the parent asks, I just want to tell you that if you go to homeschoolcompanion.org, www.homeschoolcompanion.org, and send us a donation of any amount, we have some books. Now, the first four people who do it will get a book by David Johnston. You'll either get Why You Were Born, a blueprint for discovering your life potential, or How You See Yourself, the source of your struggle and how to conquer it. And the first four donations will get one of those books. But if you donate and we see that donation come in, we will make sure you get a book from one of the guests that we've interviewed. We have a nice little stockpile here. We didn't want to start doing this until we had a nice stockpile. So as we go to break, I think I have to skip questions parents ask for until tomorrow. But as we go to break, think about how you may help this ministry, and at the same time, we'll give you this thank you gift by sending you a book, How You See Yourself. I hope you stay tuned for the second half and you remember this offer. We'll be right back. Welcome, welcome. I'm here with David Johnston, and you know, he has a driving passion, which just looking at the books that you've authored is to help us really have that God work. And I'm so happy that you're going to talk about it, because when I'm working with young people, I know they naturally have low self-esteem that, you know, and through their teenage years, but makes them really vulnerable and susceptible. So if we can give them some tools. So I want to talk a little bit about your bio. Graduated from college, began speaking in colleges, high schools, churches, public venues. David has directed youth ministries for a large denomination, published a youth magazine, ministered overseas, including the Soviet Union, during and after the coup d'etat, where he worked with others to train leaders in open churches. After pastoring for several decades, David now helps people develop biblical life management systems and does so through a ministry called Nothing But the Truth Ministries. So you can go to that website, Nothing But the Truth, all spelled out, nothingbutthetruth.org. Welcome, David, to our show.
Thank you, Doctor.
And you are a pastor, but...
Well, mostly they call me the pester, but... that's my sideline, sort of. Yes.
So for the sake of this show, I'm Rose and you're David. Thank you so much, Rose, for being with us. The first book we're going to talk about is titled Why You Were Born, A Blueprint for Discovering Your Life Potential. So just set the stage. Why did you take this topic, and give us the journey of this book?
May I first say how great it is that you are developing and caring and promoting homeschool education. God didn't have baby factories.
That's right.
He didn't turn children over to governments.
That's right.
He can turn them over to a father and a mother. And train up a child was not a direction for the government. It was a direction for fathers and mothers. And so what you're doing is so right on target, spiritually, biblically, ethically, morally. It's really the issue. So kudos to you. Now, the advantage, of course, of homeschool, I don't need to tell you what they are.
Well, I mean, I love the fact that prior to the show, you said that in your church, about how many homeschooling families do you have?
Well, over the years, we've had a whole bunch, but all homeschoolers. In fact, we started in the state of Florida our own homeschool
co-op.
Yeah, so that it complied with government regulations, you know, so parents could report to what we call the Daniel School of Academics. Based on the principle of the book of Daniel, and they could report to the school as opposed to having to report to the county or the government. And so that's the way we did it. And so for 17 years, all the children are homeschooled. and the results of that are staggering.
Yes. I mean, when you think about using that tool as to keep our young people, you know, our young people are notorious for leaving the church, and it's because we're not caring for them.
Yeah. Once children go outside the jurisdiction of father and mother, they get in a competitive world with other students, starting right at the first grade levels, mm-hmm. whether it's in sports or academics, they're competing. And they start comparing themselves with other children. And the scripture is clear. We dare not make ourselves of the number who comparing themselves among themselves and measuring themselves by themselves are not wise. And that's why they get lost from their own pure identity. So the natural thing to happen at that point is for them to become narcissistic. In other words, I'm going to compete, so here I am, you know. And children tend to then build a caricature of themselves that they think other people will like.
I understand.
And they don't even know who they are yet. And so that's why the book, Why Were You Born? That's the question.
As you're talking, I'm thinking, you know, I hear so many people complain about the young people being narcissistic nowadays.
Yes.
And really, the blame turns back on us as the parents
somewhat,
or the church.
Somewhat, yes.
Because we are forcing them to go to a school where not only is it competitive, but there are people there defining who you are based on
your
grades,
you got
based on how you relate to each other. Yep. If you look a little bit funny,
it's an artificial world.
It is. And we wonder why our nation is the leader of incarceration. Why do we have so many people in prison?
It's narcissism. So here's the question. Here's the issue, though. Is narcissism in the Bible? And the answer is absolutely. It's a different word, means the same thing. It's the word iniquity.
Iniquity.
Iniquity. Mm-hmm. Watch this now. Lucifer was a good angel. In fact, of him it is said he was perfect in all his ways until iniquity was found in him. Iniquity is one of the four reasons Jesus went to the cross. He was wounded for our transgressions. We got that one nailed down, thank God, right? But then he was bruised for our iniquities. Nobody even knows what it is. So how do we find out what it is? That verse goes on. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone, here's iniquity now, turned to his own way. But the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. What is the iniquity? The turning of our own way. It is the usurpation of God's position by the ego. I'm the king of the castle now. And just like Lucifer, how did Lucifer turn iniquitous? He said, I will be exalted. I will be like the Most High God. I'll exalt my throne above the throne of God. I'll exalt my stars above the stars of God. That cannot be tolerated in the universe because we would turn the whole universe into a war zone.
Mm-hmm.
So he had to be cast down, limited. So what's going on right now is this competition between iniquity and love. Remember how the scripture says that because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Iniquity is a big issue. It is the biblical description of narcissism. There are 366 verses in the Bible about iniquity, and it just happens to be one of my themes. And if you go searching, it's hard to find anybody who says anything about iniquity. Everybody thinks it's the same thing as sin.
Yes. In fact, I thought it was myself until this conversation. And now it's connected some dots for me.
I want to give this book to you as well. It was originally published under the topic of how to conquer iniquity. But people looked at the title and thought, iniquity, well, it's got nothing to do with me. So they didn't buy any books, right?
Yeah.
So the publisher, Higher Life now, had us change the title, but the content is the same. This takes you through the entire Bible on the subject of iniquity. How every author of every book in the Bible knew the difference. Describes exactly what it is, what the symptoms of it are, how to recover from past iniquity, how to terminate present iniquity, and how to prevent future iniquity. And of course, you probably know the answer better than anybody. How do you do that? Because iniquity is the exertion of ego in the God position of our life. Okay? So what's the answer to that? Jesus. Every life needs a management system. And the first thing you need when you're going to build a management system for your life is you need a manager.
Yeah.
And he better be trustworthy. It better be a manager that loves you. haven't got some personal agenda to extract mm-hmm. from you, right? Love.
Right.
So the manager must not just love you. It must be smart, real smart. Wisdom is a Bible word for smart. You also want a manager who's not going to quit on you. Nobody is more qualified to rule in a person's life than Jesus.
Amen.
And that's why the solution to iniquity, and in fact, the scripture says in Acts that he came to bless the people by taking away their iniquities. That's the big deal. It probably should be noted, if you don't mind me taking a moment,
Rose. I'm eating this up because when I think of, you know, even the problem of low self-esteem, we're really trying to protect ourselves.
Right. But in the doing of that, we have lost track of our real self.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe we should go to the real theme of this book, which why you were born. How do you, first of all, discover who they really are? And so it begins with an unknown, at least we say the words, but I'm not sure we grasp the depth of the meaning. Jesus taught us to pray, "Our Father, which art in heaven." Oh, really? Your Father's in heaven? So here we are. Here's a baby in the womb. A man and woman got together. There's going to be a baby. They didn't choose the baby. They don't know what the baby looks like. Some of them don't even know he's there. And the child is there until some weeks or months later, right?
Yeah.
But 270 days before birth, that baby, in this case you and I, were in the womb. And the only other person there was God.
Amen.
So what was he doing there? Well, chose.
That's a good question to end on. And what was he doing there in the womb? Let's not forget, because tomorrow we're going to continue this discussion. And we are talking with Pastor David Johnston, who really has looked at God worth in each of us and how we often replace that with narcissism, not even meaning to. And there's another product I want to talk about too. So we're discussing two of his books, Why You Were Born, How You See Yourself, and you can go to the website
nothingbutthetruth.org.
Nothingbutthetruth.org to learn more. And I hope you come back tomorrow because we're really just getting into this interview. So thank you for listening. I hope you were as inspired by Pastor Johnston as we were. David L. Johnston in the book, How You See Yourself, A Source of Your Struggle and How to Conquer It. This is really hot off the press. And if you would just go to our website, www.homeschoolcompanion.org. Put a little donation in there, and we would be happy to send you a book. That is the main way. If you want to write a check, then you need to call, and our number hasn't been working too well, but don't give up. It's 301-824-3162, and you can send a check. It's just, if you want to make sure that you get one of these books, go to the website and press the donation button there and give a donation of any amount. Well, I have one last thing to say, and that is God bless.
You have been listening to Homeschool Companion, a production of MRG Media. Be sure to join us on Facebook. Just type in the name Homeschool Companion. For more on this or to contact us, go to mrgmediaministries.com. That's all one word, mrgmediaministries.com.